From NPR News, it's Day Today. Ford Motor Company announced more losses and layoffs and factory retoolings today. The company lost $8.5 billion in the second quarter of this year. Now it's going to switch two more truck and SUV plants to make smaller, more fuel-efficient cars. Joining us is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. John, how are things looking there at Ford? Not too good, I guess.
Well, you know, the analysts who closely monitor the car market, they figured that Ford would announce losses today, taking into account high gas prices and the bad economy and struggling consumers. But their predictions underestimated Ford's actual losses by about half. And a big reason is that Ford had to write down the value of its assets. It has factory lot after factory lot full of trucks and SUVs that aren't selling, and the value of that inventory is plummeting. So once again, Ford is scrambling to adjust the cars that it offers. It'll convert yet another factory, this one in suburban Detroit, that had been making big Ford Expeditions and Lincoln Navigators, into a factory that will now manufacture a small European car, the Focus. But these factory conversions are expensive, and they take a half a year or more to complete, so Ford won't actually have small cars from these new factories until 2010. And Ford's executives today said that they are pushing back their target for returning to profitability from next year to 2010.
The news is not really good anywhere in the domestic car industry. At least I don't know of any bright spots. Are they there?
Well, there is actually. Overseas, Ford and GM are doing pretty well. In fact, GM set sales records outside the U.S. for the first half of 2008. That reflects the fact that we have a recessionary economy here, which has yet to spread to other countries. And the shock of high gas prices here is more palatable. It's a very rough transition that we're going through. And David Healy, an auto analyst with Burnham Securities, says U.S. companies are having to satisfy a whole different type of consumer here.
The good thing about the current changeover is that the American companies will slowly learn how to make profits on small gas-efficient vehicles. The affluent customers are now interested in high-mileage cars, and these high-mileage cars, a lot of them are going out with leather, with navigation systems, high options. The prices are being increased, and the vehicles are being improved.
John, if the car companies still, though, are talking about remaining unprofitable until 2010, maybe there's talk of mergers or even bankruptcies here. That's a long time to go without profits.
That's right. There are rumors, but, you know, Ford has $27 billion in the bank. GM isn't quite as flush, but assuming that they can keep their sales strong overseas and convert their products to appeal to more fuel-conscious Americans, this is all doable.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.